This podcast is a member of the Place to Be Nation family. Visit us at placetobenation.com, the only place to be in your pop culture world.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, wrestling fans of all ages, welcome to the greatest wrestling game show on earth. Body, press your luck. Test your knowledge and embarrass your peers. Do you have what it takes? Well, step inside for the greatest challenge of your life. And now your hosts, JT Rosero and Jordan Duncan.
Place to Be Nation, welcome to episode number 2 of Body Press Your Luck, PTBN's first ever official wrestling trivia game show. I am JT, and joining me as always is my co-host, Jordan Duncan. JD, how you doing?
Oh, how can you contain the excitement, Justin? I'm assuming you just finished watching Survivor like I did?
Yeah, it's in the 75th season?
Season 39.
Oh, 39. Survivor. Okay.
Going strong as ever. Yes. Wild finish.
Did you know The Biggest Loser's coming back as well?
I actually did see a commercial for that.
Yeah.
I'm out on The Biggest Loser, and I think you and I kind of talked about this before, that one season where they just really painted some of them as straight-up villains.
Yes. Yeah, I'm there done. Was one evil season, and I was like, I'm done.
We don't need villains on a weight loss show.
And now, if you want to hear The Biggest Loser, just tune into the pod feed, because our third man in the booth, he is a producer. He's here to keep time and keep score for us and keep us honest. That is the boss over at PlayStation.com, Andrew Atherton. Andy, how you doing?
I'm good. It took Vanna White 37 seasons or years to host Wheel of Fortune, so I got 36 years and 11 months to go. Here I am.
Good luck. All right. So with that all said, guys, this is episode 2. So hopefully everyone got a good feel for the show last month. We're excited. We have our defending champion back, two new contenders. We got three fresh games plus the lightning round. So we're really mixing things up. And it is December, so we got a little bit of a theme going on as well in some of our games. But why don't we go ahead and bring our contestants in, everyone. Our first contestant is a longtime PTBN fan. He's a class act. He's a true jam-up guy. He's the best dude named Ed that I know. And his name makes it sound like he runs a used car lot in Des Moines. He is Ed, don't call me Steve, Bennett Jr. Ed, how are you?
Hey, buddy. I'm good, buddy.
All right, good to have you here. Of course, you were on the Please TV podcast once before. You were part of the episode 500 trivia contest, I believe.
Yes, I was. I think I was the last person on the show.
All right, very good. Well, you're the fifth person on the
show. Last. Yes. Yeah.
I mean, last person on the quiz show. I was like 1 in the morning when I did the actual thing.
Right.
Oh,
right.
Wow.
Oh, that's right. Yes. And you did okay, right, if I remember?
I did fairly well, I think.
Okay. We'll see if we can pick it up tonight. Next up is a man whose choice in football teams is almost as unfortunate as the chances here tonight. He's a Cavalier by heart and a gentleman by trade. Horton, here's a who for Scotty Shiflett. Scott, how are you?
Good. How are you guys doing tonight?
Doing great, my friend. Always nice to talk to you, of course. Football team choice or not. Looking forward to see how you compete. I don't think you've ever been on one of our podcasts, have you?
500 trivia. I made it to the second round.
I only knew Ed because when I pulled up his call, I saw that it was a year ago. So I knew. Here we go. Forgot that one. Well, hopefully you keep that momentum going, rolling, Scotty. We'll see.
Hopefully it's not like my football team.
True.
I have to interject. Who is the football team, Scott?
Washington Redskins.
Oh, well, you beat my team, the Detroit Lions, so you got that going for you. So we are a real bunch of winners here tonight. The Jets.
Talk about the biggest loser.
The Redskins.
And the Giants. Andy's a Giants fan. Ed, who do you like? Ed, who's your team?
Giants.
Okay, good. All right, bunch of losers. All right.
We got one more guy who likes the friggin' Patriots.
No, actually not.
No?
I don't think so.
Probably a Bears fan, I hope.
I think so. He's our returning champion. His newfound glory and fame has led him to forcing his poor wife to listen to him talk about wrestling matches on a podcast. Unlike Mitch Trubisky, he's 1-0 and ready to remain undefeated. He is Ryan Everett. Ryan, how are you?
Good, good. The body would be proud of you introducing the champ last,
That's
as
right.
It should be.
Always. Bears fan,
and
right?
Yeah, I'm a Bears fan, so shockingly, with a group of 6 other people, they're the best team.
Somehow. What a miserable bunch we are. All right, guys.
We're in the hunt still, technically.
Yeah. Correct.
All right, so we talked before we started, you guys are all abreast of the rules and point scoring, but we'll go over each game before we get there. Jordan, I'm going to turn things over to you. You can kick off game number one.
All right. I will just say that Justin's phrasing there, abreast, may be a hint at one of our rounds to come. Round number one, guys, our game is called True Grit. If you listen to episode one, the style of this game is fairly familiar to you. In episode one, we had you name that match by giving you clues. This time, we're going to have you name that card, but very specifically, we want you to name a Starcade card. So I'm going to give you 10 clues. We'll start with clue number one, and what the clues are going to be is performers who appeared on that Starcade card. And if you want to venture a guess, you can guess. If you don't think you have it, you can say next clue. We will start with one clue, work our way down to clue 10, and the points that you can win are determined in how quickly you can get it. So if you think you can get it after the first clue, you will get 10 points. Second clue, 9 points. Third clue, 8 points, all the way down to just 1 point for the 10th clue, but at least you'll still get a point. Mm-hmm. Everybody understand? Does anyone have any questions?
No.
No, yeah.
And Jordan, I don't know if you mentioned the name of this.
WCW Starcade?
Yes. We're not doing the network Starcade.
The Kevin Owens.
That would actually probably be easier because I think it's only been like one. Right. Jordan, you forgot to mention the name of the game. Unless I missed you say it. True Grit is the name
of
this
Grit.
Game. True Grit.
True Grit. Instead of Battle Bowl is what we were thinking of calling it.
Or True so. Shit if we're doing the current Starcades.
Yeah, depending on what Starcade we get.
Oh, let me do the randomizer for you here.
Yeah, I was thinking we could defer to the champion and see if he would like to go first.
No. It's random. That's the rule. All right. Okay. Up first is Scott Shiflett.
All right. I just got Jack Tunney'd there. All right. So, Scott, are you ready to play
Jordan
True Grit?
Jordan Duncan, I have to let
yes,
you know.
I am.
All right. Excellent. Okay. So, again, I will give you the first clue. I'm going to give you the name of a wrestler. You have to name the Starcade they were on. If you don't know, just ask for the next clue. I'll give you another wrestler. All right. Our first clue is Ric Flair.
Next clue.
All right. Sting.
Next clue.
Lex Luger.
Starcade 89. Future Shock.
All right. He's going with Starcade 89.
And whoa! Just like his football team, he is wrong. It was Starcade 88.
Very close. Although I do give you style points for knowing that it was Future Shock.
Yes.
With
yes.
Starcade 89.
I don't give you many points for not waiting at least one more. Yeah.
And I think if had you gone for maybe another clue, we would have gone Rick Steiner for the next clue. Would that have helped you at all?
No, because he was in the tag team tournament as well.
Dusty Rhodes, correct. That might have helped you.
Yeah, that would have helped me.
Yeah.
Okay. So, Ed, Ryan, you learned from Scott's mistake, unfortunately. it might be worth going for the early points, but it might also be safer to take an extra.
I don't blame him on the other hand, though. He's up against a dominant champion. You know,
he
wants to
stack
shot
those points early. Why not take your shot while you can?
Came up empty, though. All right, per the randomizer, number two. Come down to Ed Bennett Jr. Chevrolet for number two.
Ready.
Ed, are we ready to play True Grit?
Absolutely. Let's go.
All right. Your first clue is the man called Sting.
Next clue, please.
Next clue is Steve Austin.
Starcade 1991.
To do worse than Josh Richter.
All right, we've got another early guess, and unfortunately,
hot. Not right. It was Starcade 93.
Yes.
Starcade 93, Ric Flair's Revenge, I think was the name of that one.
Ric Flair driving in a car with Mean Gene, that was the name of it, I think.
Exactly, yeah, that was half the show. All right, so that leaves us with our champ. The doors are wide open for you to get some free points and an early lead after one round. Ryan, are you ready?
Yep, let's go.
All right. Clue number one for True Grit is Lex Luger.
Next clue.
Next clue is Sting.
Next clue.
We'll go with Kevin Nash.
next clue.
All right, next clue is Diamond Dallas Page. Pretty well known name. All right, next clue. This one would be for 6 points if you make your guess now. Dustin Rhodes.
Next clue.
All right. For 5 points, Chris Benoit.
1999.
Starrcade 99. Justin, what do you think?
Victory! You got it right, my friend. Nice job. 1999. So 5 points.
I think the pressure was off there. So yeah. It sounded like you were contemplating taking a guess after Dustin. Were you thinking about it there?
Yeah, I was, but I wasn't sure. His last WCW run was kind of weird. I wasn't sure when he was around exactly.
A little peek behind the curtain before we got on the air with you guys. I actually asked Justin who Dustin Rhodes fought on that show because I could not remember.
And they had me question it. Looked it up, I'm like,
And it was Jeff Jarrett in probably one of the greatest matches of all time, I'm obviously. Sure. Yeah. So 5 points for the champ.
All right.
Very good. All right. So after one round, Ryan Everett with 5, Ed Bennett and Scott Shiflett with the donuts. Before we get to round two, really quick, let's talk about what other shows are right here on the PTBN Wrestling feed. You don't know Billy Jack number 9. Finds Drew and Jordan taking their first look at Joshi in All Action Dream Rush Rager. Two-part Row 1, Seat 1, Ben Zani interviews Brad Stutz and Grant Sawyer about their history in CWF Mid-Atlantic. For the first time, they discuss their separation from the promotion as well. Episode 2, With This Ring, Ryan, that's you, and your wife Cindy, continue going over your GWE list with a look at Bloodbaths. PTBN's Extreme Three-Way Dance, Episode 12, myself, John D'Amato, Jenny Smith, continue our Trek through ECW with 4 episodes of ECW television from the summer of 94. Main event 139 saw Scott, Brother Nate, and Steve Willie previewing Impact's No Surrender and NWA's Into the Fire, plus a trilogy of New Japan Classic match picks. Brand new talk in WCW hit as well with Jenny, Greg, and Tim spotlighting Brett the Hitman Hart's run down south. And a brand new Place to Be podcast as well. Myself, Scott Griscolo, and Peter Winson looking at the main event from February of 1990. So with that said, we're going to go ahead and move on to
Here comes Santa Claus, here comes Santa Claus, riding down Santa Claus' lane. Blitzen, blitzen, all here's a reindeer pulling on a rain.
Game number 2, entitled Naughty or Nice. A little Christmas theme here. A little Christmas theme. All right. This Christmas theme, though, is a little bit more naughty than nice.
Mm-hmm.
For those of you who may or may not be familiar with the old Death Valley Driver Wrestling message board sleaze thread, this game is derived from there. So what we did was we reviewed that sleaze thread. We pulled out 10 sleazy acts. And I'm going to provide you each with 3 choices to who... Someone having like a piece of candy or something? You getting ready? Candy cane?
They heard sleaze thread. They're opening a condom up just to be safe. All
right. You each get 10. I'm going to read the sleaze. Give you 3 choices for who committed the sleaze. You get 1 point for each answer. You have 2 minutes to go through this game. There'll be 10 for each of you. You can pass and go back as well. Everyone understand? Any questions?
No.
Okay.
Yeah, I got my glass table.
All right, it's gonna get a little raunchy. So buckle up.
Somebody's gonna do well at this game.
I had to get written express consent from Andy to do this game. So hopefully everyone enjoys it. All right,
Andy's keeping time and judging us harshly.
Yes, you can't see me, but I'm giving you glaring looks. This game is not sponsored by PTBN.com.
All right, up first is our defending champion. Just put 5 points on the board. We'll see how many more he can pack in on this one. That is Mr. Ryan Everett. Ryan, are you ready?
Yep.
All right. Andy, let me know when you can start the timer when I finish the first one, okay?
Yes, sir.
Here we go. Sleaze number 1 to kick us off. Who did some favors for Jim Barnett in exchange for the NWA World Title? Was it Tommy Rich, Pat Patterson, or okay? Who saw a cat in the All Japan locker room and put the iron claw on it, killing the poor kitty? Stan Hansen, Baron Von Raschke, or Kerry Von Erich?
Kerry Von Erich.
Who once injected Clorox on a dare? Dino Bravo, Billy Graham, or Tom McGee?
Billy Graham.
Who broke into wrestling by blowing Burt Prentice? Virgil, Marcus Bagwell, or Scotty Riggs?
I'll go with Scotty Riggs.
Who got caught in a hotel room with Becky Bayless, not Brian Bayless, when she was age 14? Is that Rob Feinstein, Amazing Red, or Raven?
Amazing Red.
The Rock and Roll Express walk-in on someone lying on the floor jerking off under a glass table while a hooker is taking a shit on it. Was it Jimmy Valiant, Jim Cornette, or Dennis Condrey?
Jimmy Valiant.
Who invited Eddie Guerrero to get high at a United Kingdom indie show after Guerrero had just completed rehab? Brian Christopher, the Dynamite Kid, or Raven?
Brian Christopher.
Brian Pillman and Tom Zenk were caught prepping to double team which female valet? Missy Hyatt, Terry Runnels, or Medusa?
Terry Runnels.
Sheikh Adnan Al-Kassai described seeing who screwing a woman looking like a lion raping a rabbit. Dusty Rhodes, Abdul the Butcher, or Andre the Giant?
Andre the Giant.
Which wrestler pulled a gun on Andre the Giant after he called him a racial slur? Was it Bad News Brown, Kamala, or Tony Atlas?
Bad News Brown.
All right. Very good, Ryan.
Finished with time to spare.
All right, JD, you want to go through the answers?
Sure. You know, I thought for a second Ryan, we may have found Ryan's blind spot, but he still even knows this stuff.
Yeah, he knows everything.
So, yeah, I read this in high school.
Yeah, first question, Justin didn't even have to get to the choices. We knew that Tommy Rich was the one who did some favorites with Jim Barnett. He answered that one very quickly.
Like he almost was there. Like, he knew it so well. You know, it's like you've been in the room.
My boy.
That's right. It was Kerry Von Erich who put the poor cat in the iron claw in the All Japan locker room. I got that one right as well. Billy Graham once injected Clorox on a dare. Yes, he did. I would like to know who dared him to do that, but okay. Who broke into wrestling by blowing Burt Prentice? The correct answer was Marcus Bagwell. So there's our first incorrect.
And by the way, we should clarify. We should clarify the sleaze thread. This is all hearsay. These are not actual allegations. We don't know if this is true or not. We're going strictly by the sleaze thread. So we just want to qualify that. We're not saying this any of this actually happened. Except for maybe one of these.
Yes. Yes. However, for the previous answer, when we said Virgil, had you said Soul Train Jones, we also would have accepted that. So, yeah. Even though it was still wrong. Who got caught in a hotel room with Becky Bayless at age 14? Rob Feinstein was a possible answer. Incorrect. So was Amazing Red. It was Raven, according to legend.
Yes, according to legend.
Yes. Jimmy Valiant. This might be my
we know that. That one's true,
time.
I think.
Jimmy I get there. Hang on, give me a second. Jimmy Valiant, famously,
yes,
was okay.
Yeah.
So was he laying? Okay,
he was under the table
on the floor while Hooker craps on a glass table, and that's actually what made Robert Gibson's eye go lazy, I think. So that's just my contribution there. Brian Christopher did invite Eddie Guerrero, allegedly yes. did invite Eddie Guerrero to get high after Eddie had completed rehab. Terry Runnels is the correct answer for Brian Pillman and the Z-Man. Sheik Adnan LKC accurately describes Andre the Giant as watching him like a lion raping a rabbit, probably because this is when Andre still had that flowing mane of hair. And the wrestler who pulled a gun on Andre after calling him a racial slur was actually Kamala. So Ryan got 7 out of 10 right. correct. That's a good score.
Strong performance.
Yeah.
All right, Scott Shiflett, you ready
Something
for some sleaze?
To be proud of, right?
Yes.
Okay. And you get the clock all wound.
And by the way, Ryan had about 17 seconds to spare.
Oh, all right.
All right.
Salt in the wound.
Go to here, Jimmy guys. Valiant, I think. So.
All right, here we go. Remember, these are solely rumored from the legacy of the sleaze thread.
Rumor and innuendo.
All right, here we go. Number one, which promoter got blowjobs in a parking lot while writing checks to wrestlers at 3 a.m.? Jerry Lawler, Bob Gunn. All right. Who took a shit on Marcus Bagwell's face while Buff was once sleeping? Kurt Hennig, Bill DeMotte, or Van Hammer?
Kurt Hennig.
Who once went out on a hotel balcony, dropped his pants, and yelled, "Too cold, Scorpio, ain't got shit on me"? Harley Race, New Jack, or Sandman?
Sandman.
Who went to Bob Ryder's apartment and jerked off for him? James Storm, Chris Harris, or Chris Sabin?
Pass.
Tully Blanchard, Max Payne, and whom were gang-banging Dark Journey backstage at the Slamboree Legend Reunion? J.J. Dillon, Nick Bockwinkle, or Nick Patrick?
Nick Patrick.
Who once knocked out Rick Steiner with one punch in a bar fight? Too Cold Scorpio, Jerry Sags, or Norman Smiley?
Jerry Sags.
Sonny and Chris Candido once had a three-way with whom for drugs? Ahmed Johnson, Jake Roberts, or Scott Hall?
Ahmed Johnson.
Which white wrestler's wife negotiated with Vince McMahon to pay more for extra bumps? Mick Foley?
Mankind.
Who would wake his wife up by putting a pistol to her head, pulling the trigger, and saying, "One day, it will be loaded"?
Dynamite Jim Neidhart?
Which valet told wrestlers they wouldn't wear condoms when they fucked because she was allergic to them? Sonny, Sable, or Marlena?
Sable.
And who went to Bob Ryder's apartment to jerk off for him? James Storm, Chris Harris, or Chris Sabin?
Chris Harris.
Okay. And once again, these were all this alleged. We're not saying this all happened. All right, JD.
And again, with time to spare. All right, going with the first one. I think this first one is proof that it's just alleged, because which promoter got blowjobs in the parking lot while writing checks? The correct answer is Paul Heyman. We know he never paid his wrestlers, so that is clearly just alleged.
Well, look, they didn't say the checks cashed. They could have bounced after.
That's very true. But we will not hold that against that. It's the correct answer. Question two was, who crapped all over Buff Bagwell's face while Buff was sleeping? Bill DeMotte actually was the one we were looking for there, although that sounds like something Kurt Hennig would do.
In fairness, Kurt Hennig only shits in hats, not crowns, not faces.
He's got some class. Who once went out on a hotel balcony, dropped his pants, and yelled, "Too cold, Scorpio, and got shit on me"? The answer we were looking for was the Sandman, although I would have accepted Robert Fuller based off a picture that is circulated on the internet. So, who went to Bob Ryder's house and jacked off for him? One half of America's allegedly. Most wanted. Yes, allegedly. If I get this right, the Wildcat Chris Harris? Is that what his nickname
was? He was wild that night. He's running wild.
That's correct.
More like a wild hog than a wild cat on that night.
Correct, but we did get that one right. This one is one of the weirdest ones that I've ever read. Tully Blanchard, Max Payne, and whom? Whom?
Whom?
Proper English.
You're going to get that right.
For gangbanging Dark Dirty backstage. All three of these choices were horrible. And it's J.J. Dillon. What an awful thing to picture.
Yeah, that's one I'd never heard. So yeah,
I just picture him still with the suit on, holding the rolled up newspaper. Wow.
and he's still bladed, too. So, who once knocked out Rick Steiner with one punch in a bar fight? Norman Smiley, actually, is the one that who probably proudly accepts that, even if it isn't true. Sonny and Candido had a three-way with who for drugs? Of course, it was Jake the Snake Roberts.
That was a tough one. I felt bad for Scott because, honestly, they probably had a three-way with everyone for drugs. So it was Jake Roberts is the story. The Ahmed one, you might have gotten confused with Scott. I believe that was the whole, like, she went to Ahmed looking for him, and she had just left, and all that. Candido was freaking out when she was with Sean and all that. I think there was one around that includes Ahmed.
That is what I was thinking of right there. Yeah.
I did you dirty on that one. Yeah.
If you've never read the Sleaze thread, there's a whole lot of Shawn Michaels. There's a whole lot of Sunny. There's a whole lot of mid-90s WWF. So which wrestler's wife negotiated with Vince? We didn't even have to get to the options. It was Mick Foley. Same thing with the next one. Dynamite Kid was the correct answer, who lovingly would wake up his wife with a pistol to her head and saying, "One day we'll be loaded." And he also got the last one right. The valet who told wrestlers that she could not wear condoms, or they could not wear condoms because she's allergic, is Sable. So I've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 points.
All right,
not
good job,
bad.
Scott.
Yeah.
You know your sleaze, my friend. All right, Ed, are you ready?
I'm ready.
Remember, these are solely allegations. Andy will start the clock when I finish question number one, and away we go. I've been watching you for so very long, trying to get my nerve built up to be. was doing cocaine backstage at the Arsenio Hall show before he went on to talk about how he did steroids? Hulk Hogan, Billy Graham, or Randy Savage?
Randy Savage.
Which WWF agent told the boys backstage, I don't even have to wipe my ass for a week because Bertha Faye just gave me a rim job? Was it Rene Goulet, Harvey Whippleman, or Tony Garea?
Tony Garea.
Which promoter is said to have paid wrestlers in food stamps? Vern Gagne, Jerry Lawler, or Jerry Jarrett?
Jerry Jarrett.
Who got a blowjob from a hooker while cutting a pre-taped promo in the AWA? Marty Jannetty, Buddy Rose, or Shawn Michaels?
Shawn Michaels.
Who drew a big black dot on Tiger Jackson's bald head, giving him the permanent locker room name of Penis Boy? Owen Hart, Scott Hall, or Kurt Hennig?
Kurt Hennig.
Who did Vince McMahon accuse of corrupting Shane and Stephanie, firing him and offering him low pay when he returned later? Duke Drossi, Raven, or Jim Neidhart?
Raven.
Who would jack off before he went out to the matches because he thought it gave him an extra glow for the TV camera? Buff Bagwell, Val Venus, or Disco Inferno?
Disco Inferno.
Who got into a fight with a young child who had just started working because the kid almost had the same gimmick as him? I shouldn't say child. They used the word kid. Was it Gangrel, New Jack, or Perry Saturn?
What are my choices again?
Gangrel, New Jack, or Perry Saturn got into a fight with a young kid who had just started working because he had almost a similar gimmick.
New Jack.
Who showed his penis to a teen at a tanning place? Sandman, William Regal, or Taz?
Taz.
Who uses handstands, or I'm sorry, who does headstands while snorting coke? Jake Roberts, Iron Sheik, or Sabu?
Sabu.
All right. 10 in the books.
Okay. I will say when I get to it, I think one of these has been confirmed as true. So we'll get there in a second. So let's go over the answers here. Who was doing cocaine backstage at Arsenio Hall? Hogan, Billy Graham, or Randy Savage? Obviously, Billy Graham was doing Clorox. So the correct answer was Randy Savage. So we got that one right. Which WWF agent told the boys, I don't have to wipe my ass for a week? Bertha Faye gave me a rim job. Rene Goulet was the option. All I could think of was Robert Goulet.
Oh, Canada.
And that was the answer we was looking for.
By the way, the late Rene Goulet, who somehow passed away in May, but we all just found out today. So rest in peace, Rene. At least the corner had one last thing to do. Didn't have to clean up his ass, so that was good.
Right. That was the answer we were looking for, though, was Rene Goulet there. Which promoter is said to have paid wrestlers in food stamps? That is Jerry Lawler. Who got a blowjob from a hooker while cutting a pre-tape promo in the AWA? Marty, Buddy, or Sean? I believe the answer given was Sean, but we were looking for Marty. Probably both of them. Who drew a big black dot on Tiger Jackson's head, giving him the permanent locker room title of Penis Boy? It sounds like something Owen Hart would do, but it was Scott Hall. Vince McMahon did accuse Raven of corrupting his children and offering him low pay. Disco Inferno is the one who thought pleasuring himself would give him a nice glow for the TV camera. The wrestler who got into a fight with a young kid who had just started working because their gimmicks were too similar was Gangrel. And this is the one that I think there was like news reports about this.
I'm pretty sure, yeah.
Yeah, Taz was the one who showed his penis to a teenager at a tanning salon. I think there is some documented truth to this one.
Here it comes, Cole! Watch out!
Here comes the pain.
Yep. There was something else he used to say, too. But
off the chain. It's off the chain, Cole. Look out, Joe. Reigns. Watch out, Joe.
Luther Reigns.
Luther Reigns.
And the last one here, the answer is pretty funny because who used to do headstands while snorting coke? Iron Sheik is who we were looking for, and Iron Sheik I don't think could even.
I knew that, actually. I knew that.
Yeah, I don't think Iron Sheik could. Like, all I can think of was that he couldn't even take a bump, and that's why he won the Battle Royal at WrestleMania 17.
Yeah, but Prime Iron Sheik was a specimen back in the 80s. He could do that.
That's correct. Yeah. So we've got 1, 2, 3, 4 points here for this round. Not too bad.
Yeah, doing all right. Okay, so after two rounds, we have Ryan Everett with 12, Scott Shiflett with 6, and Ed Bennett with 4. But gentlemen, like you heard in episode number 1, there are plenty of points on the board in the next two rounds, especially this upcoming round, because you're going to get a shot at JD, I think it's close to 20 points for each person here. But before we get to that, you want to tell us what's going on in the pop feed, Jordan?
You know that I do. We've got a whole lot of stuff that you can listen to. A lot of weekly shows on the Pop Feed, which is nice, including maybe the cornerstone of the Pop Feed is the Hard Traveling Fanboys. This week they go off the page with a look at the end of the ill-fated 1999 cartoon Spider-Man Unlimited. Greg and Nick, as always, provide a good listen there. Also weekly on the season finale of DC For You, Todd and Russ will talk about things they're thankful for from DC Comics this year and some of the things they're looking forward to as we head into 2020. This week in the NFL, Roger and John Arsenio D'Amato are going to be recapping last week's games and offering some previews on this week's upcoming games. And that is a great listen as well. We've also got another weekly podcast. Our office podcast is weekly, unlike the Office Ladies podcast. Mm-hmm. Kevin and Mary are brother and sister, and they host the Brother Sister Rewatch podcast. This week's episode is The Office Season 4, Episode 3 and 4. I actually listened to that one today. I believe it is sexual harassment and, I can't think of the other episode. Sexual harassment is one of them, though.
It's a great show. I cannot wait for Scott's Tots. That's like my favorite episode.
Yep. And you know what's interesting is they like the show, but they don't just gush over everything. They do offer some fair criticisms, which I like.
So. I think if Kevin met John Krasinski, he might shank him.
Yeah, he hates Jim. He hates him a lot. So we've got another weekly show, though. That is Diamond Conversations. They are on their seventh episode. And this week they've got longtime Toronto Blue Jays announcer Jerry Howarth. And I don't know if I'm saying that name right. He's going to discuss his book. Stories from his life as in Blue Jays baseball. We've also got some other stuff to listen to. Andy, our timekeeper and scorekeeper, is back with Jenny and Miranda. They're doing a live watch of A Charlie Brown Christmas, completing the Peanuts Holiday Trilogy on the latest Laugh-In Theater. The Glenn Butler podcast, Our Spectacular, is back, and him and his brother have been talking all kinds of stuff about John Williams' Star Wars scores. This latest episode is the prequels. And I believe if you dig a little bit in the archives, you find the original trilogy. Mm-hmm. And I'm sure the newest trilogy will be coming soon. And one last one to talk about on the newest episode of The Great Debate. Andy has Scott Griscolo and the co-hosts of the Geeks Who Like Sports podcast, Lee Elias and Ray Carcillo, to debate all things Star Wars. We're going to have a whole lot of Star Wars stuff really in the next couple of weeks as the final chapter is released right around Christmas time. So,
yes, it is Star Wars month on the Pop Feed. So,
yep, all kinds of Star Wars.
All right, Jordan. So we heard the scores. We've heard what's going on around the world. Why don't we get to our final game before the lightning round? Like we mentioned, a lot of points on the line here, JD.
Yes. Now, guys, this one is a new one. We're calling this one Blame It on the Rain. Not Roman Reigns, but it is spelled R-E-I-G-N. In this game, you're going to be given two choices. You have to guess the correct answer, so it's really just a coin toss every single time. I'm going to give you two title reigns. They could be WWF, WCW, ECW. We went all across the board in wrestling. I'm going to give you two title reigns. Your choice is simply to tell me who had the longer reign. That's how you get the first point. You can get a bonus point by guessing how many days that title reign was. If you get that right, you'll get a bonus point. That one might be really hard, but the actual just guessing, it's really a 50-50 shot, so it's still anybody's game, even though Ryan is in the lead. Somebody could go on a hot streak here and get really all 10 of them, as well as maybe a couple of bonus points as well. Does anybody have any questions about Blame It on the Rain?
No.
All right. Sounds good. We'll
just clarify, Jordan, these title reigns are across all promotions across the world. Correct. Not just
correct. And of course, some of the guys that we list have had multiple reigns and stuff like that. So listen, and I will give the year of the reign. For example, like if I mentioned Hulk Hogan, who had multiple WWF title reigns, I would say maybe 1989. So when he won it from Savage or things like that. So again, you'll just get two choices. You tell me which title reign was longer. And if you want to venture a guess as to how many days that title reign was, there's no penalty for getting that wrong. So you might as well offer up a shot. And So Justin, do we have a randomizer to let us know who's going first?
I'm shaking the bucket right now.
All right.
All right. Up first is our defending champion, Ryan Everett.
All right. Ryan, are you ready to play?
Yep.
Okay, then let's blame it on the rain. All right, Ryan, your two choices.
Oh, by the way, 2 minutes on the clock.
2 minutes on the clock. Okay, yeah. So Andy, if you want to start once I've listed both choices for his first one. Sound good?
Okay. Yep.
All right. First one, The Honky Tonk Man's 1987 IC title reign or Demolition's 1988 tag team title reign?
Demolition.
All right. You want to guess the days?
453.
Okay. Next, Hollywood Hogan's 1996 WCW world title reign or Ken Patera's 1980 intercontinental title reign?
Ken Patera's intercontinental.
Okay. You want to guess the days or no?
Nah.
Okay. Number three, Gilbert's 1998 WWF light heavyweight championship or CM Punk's 2011 world heavyweight championship reign?
CM Punk.
Okay. And again, if the days want to come, just list them.
435.
Okay. Samoa Joe's 2003 Ring of Honor world title reign or Rob Van Dam's 1998 ECW TV title reign?
Samoa Joe. Okay. No dates. I don't know.
Okay. British Bulldog 1992 Intercontinental title or the British Bulldog 1997 European title?
European title.
Okay.
98 days.
Okay. David Flair, 1999 WCW US Championship or Kazuchika Okada's 2016 IWGP Heavyweight title reign?
Okada. Okay. 300 days.
All right. Homicide. 30 seconds. Homicide, 2009 X Division. Suicide, 2009 X Division.
Homicide.
Okay. Public Enemy, 1994 ECW Tag Title. China, 2001 Women's Championship.
China.
All right. Undertaker, 2001 WWF Hardcore. Norman Smiley, 1999 WCW Hardcore.
Undertaker.
All right.
Time.
All right. Very good, Ryan. Here we go.
Not bad.
For number one, Demolition's 88 reign was longer than Honky Tonk Man's IC title reign, 478 to 454. So you got that one right. No bonus. Hollywood Hogan's 1996 WCW world title reign was longer than Ken Patera's 1980 IC title reign, 359 to 231. Gilbert's 1998 light heavyweight title reign versus CM Punk's 2011 WWE world heavyweight title reign. Gilbert outdueled him, 453 to 434.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Samoa Joe's 03 reign was shorter than Rob Van Dam's 98 ECW reign, 700 to 645. So you get that
both
wrong.
Both long. Yeah, both long ones.
Bulldog's 97 was longer than his 92 IC reign, 206 to 59. Okada's reign was much longer than David Flair's, 720 to 35. You did get the next one wrong. It was Suicide's was longer than Homicide's, 102 to 52. China's reign was indeed longer than Public Enemy's, 214 to 174. And The Undertaker's was longer than Norman Smiley's, 58 to 51, for a total of 5 points, Ryan. You didn't get to the 10th question. So not I will say, for you guys still to come, just to save yourself time so Jordan doesn't have to ask, if you want to shout out the days, just shout it out. Like, pick your choice and then shout out the days. Just throw them out there. All right, up next is Scott Shiflett.
All right, Scott, are we ready to go?
Yep.
All right, Andy, are you ready?
I am ready.
All right. As soon as I am done reading our first two options, Andy will start the clock. Scott, your first two choices are Bruno Sammartino's 1963 world title reign or Drake Maverick's fourth 24/7 championship from this year.
Bruno, 1,263.
All right. Arn and Tully Blanchard's 1987 WCW Tag Team Championship or Doom's 1990 Tag Team Championship.
Arn and Tully.
Okay.
I don't know the days.
Okay. Kenta Kobashi, 1998 All Japan Triple Crown, or Rey Mysterio, 1996 WCW Cruiserweight?
Kobashi. Okay. No date.
All right. The Freebirds, 1991 WCW US Tag Team Reign, or the Freebirds, 1982 World Class Six Man Tag Reign?
World Class Six Man.
Okay.
No date.
All right. AJ Styles, 2009. The Impact World Championship reign or the Sandman's 1995 ECW World Championship?
I'm going to say Sandman. No date.
All right. Red Dragons 2014 Ring of Honor Tag Team Reign or Bo Dallas's 2013 NXT Heavyweight Title?
I'll say Bo Dallas. No date.
Okay. AJ Lee's 2013 Divas Title Reign or Ronda Rousey's 2018 Raw Women's Title?
I'll say AJ Lee.
Okay.
No date.
All right. Both of these are Rick Rude options. His 1989 Intercontinental title reign or his 1991 United States title reign?
U.S. title reign.
Okay. Excuse me. Brian Lee, 1993 Smoky Mountain Heavyweight Championship or Sid Vicious, 1994 USWA Heavyweight Championship?
I'm going to say Brian Lee.
Okay. And the last one is Bray Wyatt, The Fiend's current WWE Universal reign, or Brock Lesnar's current WWE Heavyweight title reign?
Shit. Brock.
Okay. And you want to venture a guess on any dates there? I think you have a couple seconds left over. All right. Then we'll stop there.
All right, Scotty. Nice showing. Here Very we good. Go. Bruno Sammartino did indeed crush Drake Maverick's reign. 2,803 days to less than one. So good choice there. Doom outpaced Arn and Tully, 281 to 180, so you got that one wrong. Kenta's 98 AJPW Triple Crown was longer than Rey Mysterio's Cruiserweight, 141 to 111. The Freebird six-man was longer than the U.S. tag, 191 to 85. You got that right. The next two you got wrong. AJ Styles' Impact World title reign was longer than Sandman's ECW reign, 211 to 195. And Red Dragon's 2014 ROH was longer than Bo Dallas's NXT, 322 to 260. The last four you did get right, though. AJ Lee yep. was longer than Ronda Rousey, 296 to 232. Rude US, longer than IC, 378 to 148. Brian Lee was longer than Sid Vicious, 211 to 205. And Brock Lesnar has been champion longer than The Fiend, 66 to 39. So seven right, Scott. Nice work.
Thank you.
Yeah, very good. Very good. And that brings us to Ed, correct? All right, Ed, are we ready to go?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, we've got 10 more. And again, if you have a guess at the dates, just shout them out. Otherwise, I'll just keep on going because I know we want to try and get through it in your two-minute time. Andy, as always, once I'm done reading the first couple of options, you start that clock. Are you ready, Andy?
Yes, I am, JD.
All right, your two choices for the first one are Will Ospreay's 2019 Never Openweight Championship or Andre the Giant's 1988 WWF World Title reign.
Ospreay, no date.
Okay. Hulk Hogan's 1989 World Title reign or AJ Styles' 2017 WWE Championship?
Hulk Hogan's 1989
reign. Okay. Adam Cole's 2012 reign as the ROH TV champion or the New Day's 2015 WWE Tag Team title reign?
New Day.
Okay. Roddy Piper's 1992 Intercontinental title reign or Ricky Steamboat's 1987 Intercontinental title reign?
Jesus. Steamboat.
Okay. Both of your options here, Pedro Morales, his 1971 World Heavyweight Championship or his 1981 Intercontinental Championship?
It's World Title. World Title.
Okay. Next is Ricochet's 2018 NXT North American title reign or the Road Warriors' 1984 AWA Tag Team title?
Ooh, Road Warriors.
Okay. Lex Luger, 1989 United States title or Scott Steiner's 1998 WCW TV title?
Lex Luger.
Okay. Current ones, The North, their current Impact Tag Team title reign or SoCal Uncensored's current AEW Tag Team title reign?
First one.
The North, okay. Father and Son, Curtis Axel's 2013 Intercontinental Championship or Kurt Hennig's 1987 AWA World Championship?
In the first one.
All right. And your last choice here is Vince Russo, 2000 WCW World Heavyweight title or Vince McMahon's 1999 WWF World Heavyweight title?
Vince McMahon.
All right.
All right, Ed. Solid showing, my friend. First was a layup. that you – I thought he got this one, Andy. You have it marked.
I thought he did too.
Yes. Will Ospreay's 2019 New Japan was much longer than Andre the Giant's 30th World Title reign, which lasted a day. Will Ospreay's was 92, so you got that one right. AJ Styles, 2017 championship run was longer than Hulk Hogan's 1989. Yeah. 371 to 364, so Hogan just short of a day. WrestleMania 5 to WrestleMania 6. Mm-hmm. The New Day, 2015, was longer than Adam Cole, baby's 2012 TV title reign, 483 to 246. New Day had the tag titles. Piper's 92 IC title reign was longer than Ricky Steamboat's 87, 77 days to 65. So close one.
Yeah, very close.
Pedro's world title reign, longer than his IC, 1,027 days to 425. Road Warriors were champions longer than Ricochet in 2018. That was 400 to 161. Lex Luger's 89, longer than Scott Steiner's 98, 523 to 76. The North have been tag champions longer than SoCal, 157 to 40. And then the last two you did get wrong. Kurt Hennig's AWA title reign was longer than his son's IC title reign, 373 to 156. And you just missed this last one. Vince McMahon was champion for 6 days, Vince Russo for seven.
Yeah.
But good showing, Ed. You got 6 points there. So let's take a look at the overall scores now. You have Ryan Everett with 19, Scott Shiflett with 13, and Ed Bennett with 10. And given the way the lightning round goes, everyone is in this game. Before we get to that, really quick, just want to talk about everything that's going on at PlaceMation.com. Each and every day, we have new voices, fresh takes, bringing you articles across the world of wrestling, sports, and pop culture, including Trent's SmackDown on Fox Report, This Week in WWE by John Crow, Paulie's Perspective, Jason's DVD Deep Dive, and Ben's Unpopular Opinion, plus veteran columns like Glenn Butler's Weekly Walk Around the Web. Of course, over on our social media pages, the Greatest Sitcom of All Time tournament is underway. We are now in round one. There'll be four matchups.
There are
matchups.
So many.
There's a lot. There will be four matchups per day. So like our tournament page on Facebook or follow us on Twitter, and it's so easy to vote. You won't miss a single one and get into the conversation there. Also, while you're at it, subscribe to Jennifer Smith's The Jenny Position feed, the home of geek and sassy talk and pop, freak out driving, and telling stories, plus more. It's available on all of your podcast apps. And if you're doing some shopping, it's the holiday season, of course. PlayStation.com, Amazon, .com/Amazon is the place to be. Takes you right to Amazon, helps out our site with no cost to you. And while you're there, check out a new book by longtime PTBN fan Adrian Cotton, AWO Big Time Players Episode 1, The Beginning of Change, a vivid description about the debut edition of AWO's weekly TV program, Big Time Players. Finally, information on joining our Greatest WWE pay-per-view or TV match ever project, visit us social media pages. Ballots are open. The ballot link is available on our Facebook group page and at bigol34.proboards.com. Ballots are due December 31st, 2019.
Mr. Chad Campbell's been revealing his list via Twitter in batches, 10 matches at a time.
He is. So check that out every day if you need a little help. Yep. Crib off of his. All right, guys, are we ready for the lightning round?
Yep.
Let's do it.
Yep.
All right. If you remember from episode one, you can get a lot of points. So we'll have three easy questions worth 1 point. We will have three medium questions worth 2 points. Three hard worth 3, and one very hard worth 5. I shouldn't have to tell you guys how math works, especially those who are not in the lead. Keep mind of not losing time and having a chance for some of these bigger point questions. All right, here we go. Scott Shiflett, are you ready?
Yes.
I will read the question. The timer will start. You'll have 2 minutes. At the end of that question, you can shout out your answer. You can skip if you need to. You'll have 10 each. Are you ready? I already asked that. Here we go. Who ended Gregory Helms' 13-month WWE Cruiserweight title reign in February of 2007?
Pass.
Who won the Raw Tag Team titles at WrestleMania 34?
Pass.
Who was the original manager of the Beverly Brothers?
Was it John Tolles? Coach John Tolles?
Who defeated Arn Anderson to win the TV title at Super Brawl 1?
Johnny B. Badd.
Who were the first two men ever eliminated a Survivor Series pay-per-view match?
Pass.
Who challenged Conan for the U.S. title as the Masked El Gato at Great American Bash 96?
Eddie Guerrero.
Which jobber was paralyzed in a match with the Rockers in December of 1990?
Pass.
Which famous wrestling family trained Mark Mero?
the Malenkos.
Who ended Mikey Whipwreck's first ECW TV title reign?
Stone Cold.
Who was the longest reigning Ring of Honor Pure Champion?
Can't think of his name. The NXT announcer. I can't think of his name. Crap.
All right, we can pass it. We'll come back. Who ended Gregory Helms' 13-month cruiserweight title reign in February 07?
Matt Hardy.
Which team won the Raw Tag Team titles at WrestleMania 34 in New Orleans?
The Hardys.
Who were the first two men eliminated in a Survivor Series pay-per-view match?
Red Rooster, Brooklyn Brawler.
Which jobber was paralyzed in a match with the Rockers in December 1990?
I want to say, like, Marty Wilson.
Who is the longest-reigning Ring of Honor Pure Champion?
I can't think of his name. I'm going to say AJ Styles.
All right.
I really screwed the pooch.
But it did about as well. I think you have Dwayne Haskins' completion percentage on this one.
It was bad.
All right, Jordan.
In your defense, I would have struggled with quite a few.
Yeah, these are some hard ones.
Yeah, these are tough. So... let's go over it, though. Who ended Gregory Helms' 13-month WWE Cruiserweight title reign? That was Chavo Guerrero. I believe you got the second question about the tag team titles of WrestleMania 34. I believe the Hardys won the SmackDown tag team titles because the Raw titles were won by Braun Strowman and one of the biggest legends of our industry, Nicholas, won the tag title. The original manager of the Beverly Brothers was the coach, John Tolos. You got that one right. Arn Anderson was defeated at Super Brawl 1 by Bobby Eaton. The first two men ever eliminated in a Survivor Series match was Jim Duggan and Harley Race, although I probably would have went with the Red Rooster as well. Seemed like a safe bet. Who challenged Conan to WCW US title as the Masked El Gato? That was Pat Tanaka. The jobber who was paralyzed in a match with the Rockers was Charles Austin. I believe he famously sued them, correct?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You did get this one right, though. The Malenkos did train Mark Merrill. That was a three-pointer. That was a good answer. Mikey Whipwreck's ECW title reign was ended by Jason. And you were on the right track with the longest reigning ROH peer champion. It is the NXT announcer, Nigel McGuinness.
I wanted to call him like London Brawling or something because that was his TNA name. So
yeah, the name was just not coming to you. You were almost there. But of course, AJ was not the correct answer, so. 4 points total in the Iron Man round. Not too bad.
It's okay. Could be honest. Yeah. All right.
Tough.
Next up, Ryan Everett. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay. And you'll start the clock when I finish question number one. Who did Ascension defeat for the first WWE main roster pay-per-view victory?
New Age Outlaws.
Which rap star did The Rock do a collaboration with in 2001?
Slick Rick.
Which U.S. city was used to brand the Silver Dollar match between John Tenta and Big Bubba?
Carson City.
Which two men interfered in the infamous Booker T. Buff Bagwell match to cause a no contest on the 7-2-0-1 Raw?
Steve Austin and Kurt Angle.
Which longtime journeyman wrestler portrayed Salvatore Sincere in the WWF?
Hello.
Did you say an answer?
I think his answer cut out.
Yeah, Tom Brandy.
Okay. Which two competitors comprise Techno Team 2000?
Pass.
In what season of The Real World did Mike Mizanin first compete?
8.
Who did Pat Patterson defeat to win the WWF North American title in June of 1979?
Ted DiBiase.
What was the AWA's only pay-per-view event in company history?
Super Clash 3.
What was the name of the ROH faction led by Homicide in 2004?
Pass.
Which two competitors comprise Techno Team 2000?
Eric Watts and Joey Maggs.
All right. We're going to have to go to the judges for one of them, but I think we're going to give it to them, is my guess. We'll get there in one sec. The Ascension did defeat the New Age Outlaws, so that's 1 point there. I'm sorry, wait, did we finish? Did you pass the last one?
Yeah, you did.
I'm sorry, We saw time. Do you want to take a shot at it? Who's the name of the ROH family?
Is it
a faction led by Homicide? You dropped out. Ryan, say it again.
I don't know what passed.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. So New Age Outlaws was the team defeated. The Rock did a collaboration with, the answer we had was Wyclef Jean. It doesn't matter, but also in 01, which I forgot.
Great Pie.
Yes, they did Pie with Slick Rick. So we're going to give you that one because they both released in 01. Does everyone agree with that? We're okay?
Sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, fun.
All right. U.S. City branded the Silver Dollar match was Carson City. Steve Austin and Kurt Angle interfered in the Booker T. Buff Bagwell match. Tom Brandy portrayed Sal Sincere. Chad Fortune and Eric Watts were Techno Team 2000. Season 10, Back to New York, was the season that The Miz did The Real World. Ted DiBiase lost to Pat Patterson in the North America title match. Super Clash 3 was indeed the only AWA pay-per-view event in company history. And the Rottweilers was the ROH faction in, but led by Homicide. And Jordan, I did it to you again. I did the answers, didn't I?
Oh, that's fine.
I'm going to get better at it. I'm so used to doing the answers on PTV. I'm all thrown off. All right, so you got, Andy, you got the map there?
Yeah. You got, sorry about that. You got 13 points.
Okay. All right. Ed, you're up, buddy. You need 20 points to tie, 21 to take the lead. That is, hey, it sounds undoable. It sounds crazy, but it's very doable. If you get like the very hard and then a few more, you're doing okay. You got a shot. There's a possible of what? 1, 2, 3.
Yeah. 9, 12, 15, 21. 20, you got to get them all. Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
You get them all, you'll win.
No pressure.
No pressure. You got 2 minutes to do it. I have confidence. Are you ready?
Sure, let's go.
All right, here we go. Who lost in the main event of the first NXT TakeOver event?
Bo Dallas.
Who did the Nasty Boys last eliminate in a Battle Royal to earn the title match at WrestleMania 7?
The Road Warrior.
Who did Boris Zukov replace at Survivor Series 1990?
Pass.
Under which fake name did Paul Heyman call to WWF Livewire in October of 1996?
Bruce McTaggart.
Which future NXT champion made his initial WWE debut as a lawyer for Muhammad Hassan?
Seth Rollins.
Which two men were Matt Hardy's Mattitude followers?
Shannon Moore and, pass.
Who did Vinny Vegas defeat in an arm wrestling contest at Clash of the Champions 22 in January 93?
Tony Atlas.
Who was AJ Styles' tag partner in WCW?
Air Paris.
Which three men comprised TNA's British Invasion faction?
Magnus. Fuck pass.
Who has the record of 25 USWA Southern Heavyweight title reigns?
Jerry Lawler.
Who did Boris Zukov replace in Survivor Series 1990?
Tully Blanchard.
Who did Vinny? No, I'm sorry. Who was? Where are we at? Who are the Mattitude followers?
Shannon Moore and what's the other fucking guy? I can't remember the name.
British Invasion.
Magnus and Eric Young and ODB. Who knows?
Mattitude followers.
I don't know.
All right, you gave it a hell of a run here, Ed. A hell of a run.
I was excited for
it. It was intense there for a bit. Yeah. All right, JD, what do we got?
I tried real hard.
Yeah, you did. You did try very well, and you start off pretty good. Bo Dallas did lose the first main event of NXT TakeOver. The Legion of Doom were the last eliminated by the Nasty Boys to earn that title match at WrestleMania 7. The man that Boris Zukov replaced at 1990 Survivor Series was Akeem. Mm. Paul Heyman did call into Livewire as Bruce from Connecticut. And I think this is the first one you actually got wrong. The future NXT champion who made his debut as a lawyer was Tommaso Ciampa. Mattitude followers were Shannon Moore. You were there, and then Crash Holly was the other one.
But I remember Crash Holly. Okay.
You pissed it all over his legacy. That fucking guy. Who the fuck was that other guy?
That loser, jabroni. You impressed me here, though, getting this one. Vinny Vegas did defeat Tony Atlas in the arm wrestling contest at Clash 21.
You got it quick, too. As quick as Jimmy Valiant right jerking away off under a table, you got that one.
For those points, you said it was lefty.
Which one, Jimmy Valiant or Tony Atlas?
No, it was like the whole thing was Vegas.
Uh, AJ Styles tag partner, WCW, was Air Paris. Whatever happened to that guy? He was pretty good back then. The British Invasion, you were on the right track with Magnus, Rob Terry, Big Rob Terry, and Doug Williams. And the last one was a little tricky because I think you hear USWA, most title reigns, you immediately go to Jerry Lawler, but Southern heavyweight title, it was Brian Christopher, actually. That was a little tricky.
All right.
We got quite some points there.
The final scores are in. Ed, you got 12 in that round, so not quite the 21 you needed, but, I mean, that's still a good showing. You only were one behind Ryan for that lightning round and eight ahead of Scott, who – all right, here we go. Final scores for tonight's game. Scott Shiflett finishes with 17 points. Ed Bennett with 22. You're the meaning in my life. You're the inspiration. Ryan Everett moves to 2-0 and remains as champion with 30 points. Here tonight, Ryan. I wanted to compare that to your last game, so we can look at kind of your total points. What did you end up with? Remember, you had 21. Strong showing tonight. So
yeah, even better tonight. Yeah. Points.
All right, Ryan. Any comments?
No. Oh, okay, but Mattis.
He's still a babyface champion.
Still not a heel yet. Yeah. All right, but you will be back next month to defend your title. Let's see if you can continue to advance. Scott, Ed, thanks for joining here tonight. Hope you had a great time.
Thank you.
Thank you, guys.
Your parting gift is embarrassment. For Jordan Duncan and Andy Adderton, I'm JT. We are out. We'll talk to you next month on Body Press Your Luck. Take care, everyone.
I got to go wrap that glass table I got my wife for Christmas.
I'll be under it in the morning.